Checking on the Arts is made possible by the Memphis Symphony Orchestra. The Memphis Symphony Orchestra season is about to start, and we, of course, will talk to all of their soloists as well as Mei Ann Chen about all of their concert events. We are going to do something special this year. In addition to that, we're going to bring you a once-a-month conversation with some folks from the symphony about all their great community outreach events that they are doing, so we're looking forward to that. And here is something that's really exciting. I'm sure many of you read about it back earlier in the year. An organization called Art Place has given a grant to the Memphis Symphony and Community Lift to lift Soulsville, USA neighborhood and make it into a destination, a music magnet, and it's going to be a very exciting project. Rhonda Causey is the Director of Grants and Innovation at the Memphis Symphony. Joseph Nelson is the Soulsville Project Manager, and they have both joined me today. Welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning.
Thank you.
I read about this thing in the newspaper back when it happened and thought, gosh, that's such a marvelous idea. Joseph, since you're sort of honchoing this thing for the Memphis Symphony, why don't you explain what's going on?
What we'll be doing for the next year, basically the symphony will have a residency in the Soulsville area, right around the Stacks area, and we will be taken into this particular area. Symphony musicians who will be doing things at daycares and assisted living facilities, also in schools, after-school programs, along with the community engagement, will have 6 free concerts where the symphony will be coming in and performing at the Magnet. So it's going to be a great event. Everybody's going to win.
And one of the exciting things, I think, is the renovation of Memphis Slim's old house.
Right. Yeah, the Memphis Music Magnet is kind of a twofold effort with this particular grant. The Memphis Music Magnet will be helping to renovate Memphis Slim's home, which is right, faces the side of the Stacks Museum. And also they'll be creating a permanent performance facility, which will be called the Magnet. And that's what they'll be doing with their part of the grant.
That's exciting. Now, what kind of things are they going to be doing at this location, at the Magnet there?
At the Magnet, we're going to have 6 concerts where the symphony will be coming in. We'll have a Pops concert, Masterworks, and 3 Opus 1, 2 Pops concerts, actually, and 3 Opus 1 concerts.
That's great. Now, in addition to the symphony performing there, this is also going to be an opportunity for folks from the neighborhood to come and work there and record oral histories and that sort of thing.
Well, yeah, that'll be at Memphis Slim's, what they're calling a collaboratorium. Once they get that renovated and everything straight, they'll be doing oral history there. There'll also be some places for musicians to rehearse, possibly a small studio.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
This is a marvelous project. Rhonda Causey, you actually wrote the grant that got the Memphis Symphony involved in this. Now, tell us a little bit about Art Place and about what's involved and the Memphis Symphony's involvement here.
Well, first of all, it wasn't just the Memphis Symphony that wrote the grant. So we co-wrote that with Community Lift. And its purpose was to fund the Memphis Music Magnet. But Art Place is a organization that's based in Chicago, mm-hmm. and it's just a sort of a group of funders came together, and it includes about 11 major national funders, foundations, and some federal agencies, and they've pooled their resources to invest in projects across the country that are based on art making to realize placemaking. So it goes back to Richard Florida's notion of the creative culture and creative class, and it's very interesting. And so we were able to come in with a lot of content because mm-hmm. we are the Memphis Symphony Orchestra,
sure.
and we have about 80 musicians. So we have the ability to do that. I guess we must be the largest performing arts organization in the community. So we were really equipped to deliver a lot, and it being a music-focused project, that was, you know, the perfect match. So it was really a great opportunity for us to support something that's so important to the city, a real authentic heritage site. And we're very pleased for the opportunity.
We should mention, and you told me this earlier, that several hundred organizations applied for these grants. we're the only symphony that applied.
That's exactly right. Well, no, we weren't the only symphony
that
applied.
Oh, we're the only one that got
We were the only one awarded. So there were actually several symphonies that applied. There was one other symphony that was invited. Well, there were 2,200 letters of intent that went in across the nation for this project. And one other orchestra, the Baltimore, was actually invited to apply, but we were the only orchestra awarded. So we're very proud of that.
That says a lot, I think, in terms of community involvement. The Memphis Symphony just does more and more and more all the time. Now, we want to mention that if you're interested in finding out about this and seeing some concerts in this area, on September 9th is the concert at Lemoyne Owen College, which is right there in the area also. And then on October 14th, and this will be actually at the Magnet,
right?
And this will be a repeat of the previous evening's Stax concert, Pop's concert, which, of course, we will do an interview for that and let you know who's going to be on there and who's going to be there. So September 9th at Lemoyne Owen and October 14th at the Magnet with a repeat of the Stax Pops concert. So you can really get an idea of what's going on down in this area in Soulsville and how it's going to be built up. This is a big project, isn't it? This is
yes.
a big job.
Yes. It is a big job.
Who all is partnering? And we've mentioned Community Lift, and I don't know if a whole lot of folks know who that is. And they are partnering with the symphony. So can you? I realize this is not really your job, but can you tell us a little bit about Community Lift?
Well, Community Lift is an organization, kind of like a clearinghouse, and it is connected with a city. They look at grants, they do a grant evaluation and things like that, and they're kind of almost a clearinghouse for a lot of the CDCs in the city. And the Memphis Music Magnet actually applied through Community Lift to get this grant.
Okay, well, it's a great project. Memphis Symphony is going to be down there for a year doing all kinds of things, and it's really interesting, and I think that everyone should take advantage of it. Go take a look at it and support this this great plan. Soulsville, USA, the Memphis Symphony Orchestra collaborating on a Memphis Music Magnet right down there and getting out into the community like they do. If you'd like more information, check the Symphony website, which, of course, memphissymphony.org. My guests today, Rhonda Causey and Joseph Nelson, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Checking on the Arts is made possible by contributing listeners and by the Memphis Symphony Orchestra, presenting a special one-night-only performance of international sensation Yo-Yo Ma Monday, October 22nd at 7:30 p.m. in the Cannon Center in downtown Memphis. Tickets and information at 537-2525 or memphissymphony.org.